Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking about North Korea here a little bit tonight. Also, the Free State Project, the migration of liberty-oriented people, libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, that are coming here to New Hampshire. As the three of us have done, we would not know one another, likely, if it weren't for the idea of bringing like-minded, freedom-loving people together to the same place.
Best decision I ever made, and I came with almost nothing when I got here.
And you've done well.
I've done pretty good.
Yeah.
It's been a slow, hard build, but you know what? It was the best thing I ever did.
Well, few things worth doing are easy.
That's true.
So we can dig in a little bit as the latest hit piece has come out from one of the Free State Project-obsessed counter groups that are out there. There's a group of haters, essentially, that really don't like the Free State Project, and they released a report recently.
Let's not overstate the size of this group. This is a small contingent of really ridiculously left hardcore, and I think the leaders of the group are receiving a mysterious working wage paycheck from somewhere, too.
Yeah, the theory is this is a George Soros-funded organization. Granite State Progress, I believe, is behind this group, and behind Granite State Progress is allegedly George Soros. This is coming from a group called Granite State Matters, which is...
I
believe it is the same. My understanding is essentially Granite State Progress's podcast. They decided they were going to put out their own show to reveal the truth about the Free State Project. So we've got some news about that coming up here. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. First, Renee is on the line in Louisiana. Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah, I mean, I want to know what you think about self-defense. I mean, it costs, and there's governments, and there's people out there like, you know, human history is full of things that's happened. Like the beauty of the Viking invasion was there's no self-defense for their victims. You know, they got away what they want. Till finally self-defense was initiated.
Yeah, I think saying it was beautiful for them.
For them it was, not for the darn victims.
Yeah, the domination.
I didn't think he thought it was great. I just thought it was a weird word to use.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got away with it so easily and so successfully until self-defense appeared, and then their age was gone, and then you just have plain old small-time piracy because the Vikings were pirates. But anyhow... Yeah, there's many schemes for self-defense. It costs money, you know, governments do it. They got good governments and bad governments, but you got to have it unless you want to be like Liechtenstein and the, if I could say, the Jehovah Witnesses love Liechtenstein because they don't believe in joining the military. They hate the military, but Liechtenstein lives under the umbrella of Austria, other European countries, and the Pope being there to behest the other European countries to protect the existence of Liechtenstein. So Liechtenstein doesn't have an army.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that you need the government to have a military.
You could have a private defense force, is what you're saying?
Yeah, and everybody being armed themselves is a militia, like the military is what militia means.
Renee, I think you said you wanted to ask a question about self-defense, and then you just kind of went off about it.
I want to feel what y'all got to say about that, because once again, before that was the Wagner Group, and Kellogg, Brown, and Root, and Blackwater, that was Rogers Rangers. They were hired by the infrastructure, the colonial infrastructure.
You're talking about mercenaries.
Yeah, the Mercs.
Yeah, but Rogers Rangers was one of the earliest hired by the Americans. But okay.
The Pinkerton men, I think, were private investigators, private cops, right?
Yeah, but the problem with private militaries is they don't have big weapons to go against state-sponsored weapons and armies. I mean,
some of the most dangerous fighting forces are small, heavily trained, huge pains in the butt. And sometimes they're not even heavily trained. They're just armed, and they have focus, and they have an axe to grind. Those are the most
dangerous. Most recently, look at Afghanistan. I mean, like, you got essentially a group of cave dwellers.
They were helping the CIA in America, though.
It's a really rude way to call them every time you bring up Afghanistan, Ian.
I mean, it's not untrue in some cases. You've got a group of relatively...
Some of them may have dwelled in cages
unsophisticated,
or caves, but...
You've got a group of unsophisticated fighters who are willing to put it all on the line, willing to suicide bomb if need be, setting up IEDs, running trucks with explosives into them into key points, and running out the most well-funded, largest military on the planet after 20 years.
A few times they did the U.S., they did Russia.
They did Russia as well. Yeah, you're right about that.
And that was self-defense?
Can I comment about Afghanistan?
Yes, sir.
In world history, Afghanistan's been invaded about...
a million times.
I believe seven times.
Uh-huh.
Alexander Macedon, three times with the British. The British had one very successful attack on Afghanistan. They went in there, they raided, they came out. One time they went in there, tried to occupy, they got watered down like the Russians and the Americans. And, of course, you had Russia, you had America. I believe that's about it. The British three times, Alexander Macedon, America and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
With America and Russia, you had opposing forces. They would have most probably still did it, but you had opposing forces helping them, like the CIA helping Afghanistanis, and then the Iranians helping the Afghanistanis against the Americans. But the thing is, how would you deal with private armies if people don't want to show up? I mean, you know. Oh, you still have to have government, somebody say, look, you signed up or you pay taxes or you live here. We need somebody here to come help us out.
They would just have an agreement for why they joined, like, you'll get this out of it, and it would have to be something that they would want.
I don't think
even just defending themselves would be the thing they wanted.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're talking about, we're talking about national defense here, right? Like, that's the question.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so if we're talking about national defense, we're talking about people actually defending their own homes and the homes of their neighbors and their families. We're not talking about sending a military squad over to some other country here, right? So if we're talking about national defense, then I don't think you're going to have a problem with people showing up.
The United States has I just got done saying in the break that I'm pretty sure North Korea has the largest standing army in the world. It's like a million standing infantrymen. But that's an organized army. If you want to talk about truly the largest military force in the world, by far, no contest, is the American people. Like, there
gun-owning American people.
There are literally, like, I think 110 million gun owners in America, and most of them have, like, several labor. I mean, the AR-15 owners of America could arm everybody else in America. Mm-hmm.
May I add one last thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that religious, but according to the Bible story, one of the reasons the Israelites got overtook was nobody wanted to show up to man the borders. Like, you know, you might have had that. Some generations, maybe up north, but there's some people out there that just don't care. They're not going to go do their share.
Well, you're not going to do a great job if you force them into military service.
And the other problem
is, they don't care.
Why live among people who you think don't care? Like, just go move to a place where lots of people say they care.
Yeah, I mean, the only other solution besides voluntary solutions is coercive solutions where people are drafted and then forced to fight against their will. And I think if you talk to people in situations where they had to fight alongside draftees, they would tell you they would prefer to fight without those people.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to take somebody who doesn't want to fight and then try to force them to into conflict. So voluntary solutions are the only...
Vietnam was bad, but World War II was great.
Tell that to the people that died.
I think that's what he's trying to say. He's agreeing with you because Vietnam, there's a bunch of drafts. There are people who were drafted.
They drafted
Vietnam.
People in World War II as well.
Hmm? I think World War II was less that. Like, more people wanted to get in the fight.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the point I was telling you before. If there's an invasion into the United States, or there's an invasion into Louisiana, or wherever, you know, whatever city you live, then people are going to be into defending their own homes. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
I don't think California would care. I mean,
well, then that's their problem. So what?
My advice to Californians, if there's anybody who cares about them, their own well-being, especially if they're liberty people, they should not be in California at this point. Right. They should be as far as they can possibly get from California, i.e., New Hampshire.
If the people of California aren't willing to put their own defense forward to some sort of attack or invasion,
enjoy your sunny weather,
then you sure as hell shouldn't go over there to try to bail them out.
I was there one time. It was pretty, but I'll never go back.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Renee, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah. Sarah? In New Mexico, going once.
Got us on speakerphone, Sarah?
It's too bad. I think she had a really interesting topic tonight. She'll call back. Let's talk to Skeeter. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Skeeter.
Hey, I heard you guys. Well, I heard the new guys demonizing politicians, but the true evil is brought about the perverted incentives of the voters, since that's who they're catering to. I say democracy is a type of market experiment, even though it's doomed to fail. I also have criticism about your strategy, secession, but I'll bring these topics up for another debate at another time. I really like how he just
keeps going and going and going. Like, did Matt have something to say about that thing he was criticizing what Matt said?
Matt's not new, by the way. Matt's been here many times over years.
He hasn't had to deal with the mosquito.
But Skeeter is new to the show, so he's
I'm new to Thursday nights. I've never been on a Thursday.
You've been on before here.
Yeah. On Thursday?
Yeah, you have. Before Jay Noon was in, you were pretty regular.
Oh, that's right.
Thursday nights. But Skeeter's new to the show, so. All right, Skeeter. Yeah, I get what you're saying, Bonnie. I don't know if there was
much. He was just rambling. He just said three different topics.
Yeah, I don't know if there really was much for Matt to respond to in that.
He said that the government isn't the problem, it's the voters.
It's really the system that perverts both. But so I kind of look on the voters and politicians more favorably, less cynically than he does. And so I really was hoping to bring up some clarification and closure about my government is a monopoly on justice statement. So I'm reading at the moment. And dispel your mischaracterization that government is simply a monopoly on violence or aggression. I didn't think you'd fight me so much on it, so I didn't prepare my sentence with a lot of detail. So
now you're just going to read from a book?
It's more efficient because, there's things you wanted more detail because I didn't think you'd fight me on it. So I made it as brief as possible without detail, and I didn't think, like...
What book are you reading from?
This is my own writings.
Oh, your own writings.
Yeah. I just did it today.
No, you see, this is worse because it's like we want to have a conversation. If you're just reading, it's worse than when you just call into monologue.
Yeah. How many sentences are we talking about here, Skeeter?
It's only a few. Okay. I mean, it's going to be quick. It's quick enough for you to just process and you can...
Okay, and you're going to argue that government is something besides a monopoly on violence here?
Yeah. And I'll explain to my other statement when I made monopoly on justice and why it's a better characterization. So let me explain the matter and put this matter to bed, right? Government isn't a monopoly on violence or aggression. It's a monopoly on justice. Legislation, that means legislation and enforcement. And it isn't a monopoly per se, meaning monopoly isn't what truly defines government, meaning monopolistic competition isn't inherent in how it provides a good or service. Government is only a monopoly in the goods and services that the market fails to provide, namely
public goods.
And that's a ridiculous claim.
The market provides all kinds of services that the government would like to monopolize, but in some areas does not.
The market would provide these things if the government didn't have the monopoly on using violence, and that's what everybody means when they say that. Now you understand, Skeeter, right?
I suspect he doesn't understand.
Don't you change your view, or like because you see evidence like counter to what you you used to believe, or are you just going to keep rambling the same thing no matter what you hear come from us? And at that point, I don't see the point of having a conversation with you.
I just got to transition into listening mode. So I was just into reading. I wasn't even listening to what I was saying. So I don't even know what I was saying at that point when you challenged me, but. Let me just finish, and then remember this point and bring it back, if you can, okay? Because I'm not even listening to myself. I'm just trying to get my points across.
But how is this more efficient? This is a more efficient way to have a conversation if you can't even, like, hear what you're saying?
Give the other people ranting time. I'll be quick. I'm really quick. I'm self-aware, right? So government is not...
Okay,
is only
you just said you weren't. But go ahead with your book.
Government is only a monopoly in the goods and services that the market failed to provide, namely public goods and grossly unprofitable projects. And you can make a case that most of the public goods it provides are really unprofitable projects, like protecting IP, for example. The private monopoly's inefficiency...
Like checking what, for example?
Protecting IP, he said.
Yeah, so... the
intellectual property?
Yeah, that's...
Well, there's no need for anything like that. We don't need to have intellectual property at all. And this is the thing that we stopped you on, and now that you're not reading and you're hopefully actually having a conversation with us, this view of a market failure and that's why the government needs to take over is just ridiculous. I mean, there's just absolutely nothing that the market can't do better than the government monopoly system.
The market can protect IP. If
I
we really wanted
it
to.
Could try.
Get caught, no gov.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop somebody from copying something and sharing it.
No, for sure not. But there's when you buy something, you can make an agreement that if you buy it, you won't do X, Y, Z with it.
Yeah, and that sounds fair. Yeah.
You break that agreement, you've committed a crime even in a free market.
Well, you'd be liable for whatever the agreement said you'd be liable for in that case.
So therefore, the free market can even provide for IP, which is granted, IP is garbage.
Since he said he wasn't listening when I said something earlier,
No, he wasn't listening while he was reading.
Yeah, but
so he wasn't listening to his own statement.
He said that, but yeah. He also said that's why he couldn't hear what I was saying.
I see.
He said he had to switch out of speaking mode and into listening mode. So I just want to point out one thing that you said is just false, that the government provides things where the market can't provide it. Well, that's like saying that there was a society before governments and they were trying to do, you know, everything, but they just couldn't provide for military or policing and things like that. And that's just false.
If there are things that people want, someone will step up and provide that.
It's the typical control freak viewpoint. It's the typical socialist, centralized power viewpoint is, oh, all these market failures, we need to have a centralized government.
To prove what he was saying, we would have to have a past we could point to where there was, like, no government controlling people, and we just couldn't figure out how to do things like run a currency, have a police force, a military force, and you can't point to something like that, so it's just false.
You could even run a charity in a free market. It doesn't even have to be for money in a free market. You can do things charitably.
Hello.
I don't think he was listening to a word of that.
Maybe
go ahead.
Maybe hang up on him, Skeeter. Yelling hello on the radio.
Are you not listening to my comments? I didn't even disagree with you about the society doesn't need protection for IP. You didn't even listen to my comment. We listened
to where you said that there's market failures. And
let me read that.
No, you don't need to read it again. This would be the third time that you've read it. We heard what you said, Skeeter. Why don't you get specific and talk about the market failure that we need the government to solve?
I gave an example of an unprofitable project that the government takes on, such as protecting IP. So I've said taking on the responsibility of protecting
but
IP.
Then
and
we
all
talked
Matt
about,
said was that a private company could do the same thing.
Yeah, we explained to you, Matt explained, that that can be done without using the government, and it doesn't have to be quote-unquote unprofitable at all. In fact, a lot of the things that are out there trying to protect IP was developed by industry, not government, by copy protection.
I'm just so upset because I'm thinking we don't need this protection for IP. That's what I'm saying, right?
Okay, well, we would agree with you on the idea that IP or intellectual property shouldn't even exist. But the reality is there are people that do think that that's a good idea. They do want to have some sort of protection for their ideas. And I say let them try. Let them do whatever they want to do about that. And those of us who support open source and who support copying without, you know, asking for permission will continue to support those things. Thanks for the call tonight, Skeeter. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I mean, generally, we don't want people just reading passages from books on a show because it is very hard to, you know, stop down and have a conversation about those things. But at the very least, if you're going to read something, even if it's brief, you should at least know the words that have just come out of your mouth and be able to defend them, especially if you purportedly wrote them, as Geeter was saying, he wrote that passage.
He's self-aware.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Statement. So the Free State Project, under attack constantly by the enemies of liberty here in New Hampshire. The Free State Project, for newer listeners, is the migration of liberty-minded people, thousands of them, coming to the same geographic area, this relatively small state of New Hampshire with 1.3, 1.4 million people, and then working towards more freedom in our lifetime, hopefully. That's kind of the idea. It's been going on now for roughly 20 years since New Hampshire was chosen, I believe. October of 2003 was when New Hampshire was chosen as the destination state for those of us who ended up moving. I moved in 2006. Matt, what, 2012?
2013. July 31st, 2013. I'm going on my 10th year right now.
Nice.
Crazy.
And Bonnie in 2021.
Very early 2021.
So the haters really hate the Free State Project.
Hate it.
They really hate it. Because
venomously.
Because it's so successful. Because the Free State Project has been tremendously successful. Arguably the most successful libertarian anything on the planet. And I'm including whatever Libertarian Party things that have happened in the last 50 years that they've been around.
Liberland?
Liberland is a neat thing, but it hasn't really gone anywhere. But the Free State Project's only been around for 20 years and has had more success than, I would say, the entire Libertarian Party combined in 50 years.
Oh, for sure.
And so that's why the haters are zeroing in on the Free State Project. That's why there are groups like Granite State Progress that have an entire like section designated towards following the Free State Project, obsessing over the Free State Project.
Labeling us a hate group.
Falsely labeling Free Staters as a hate group, etc. And they have themselves a podcast called Granite State Matters that wrote a lengthy screed about the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Free State Project. So we'll just jump into it here. The Free State Project, they say, headline, Free State Project update, making New Hampshire an anarcho-capitalist homeland. The Free State Project has 92,000 followers on Facebook. That's one for every 15 people in the state. It's a good sign for a group that intends to turn New Hampshire into their libertarian homeland. Now, why the number of Facebook followers matters, because they're almost certainly not people that are here in New Hampshire per se. It's people from all over the world that are following the Free State Project, but regardless. The person who writes this says, it's hard for residents to take them seriously when they change their legal names to Nobody and Dan Taxation is Theft Berman, who doesn't even live here,
by the way. Yeah, he doesn't live here, and that's pretty rude to just insult Nobody simply because he changed his name to Nobody.
The reason, of course, he changed his name to Nobody was so he could run for governor as a Republican to oppose the current incumbent, therefore giving people the opportunity to vote for Nobody.
If you can't look past somebody's name to find a reason to respect them, that says a lot about you.
This is the level of attack that we're looking at here, Bonnie. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join the show. We'll continue with the hate piece here, the hit piece, in moments, and you can join us as well here on Free Talk Live. We got more coming up.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. The U.S. military is revealing an intense video of Russian fighter jets harassing a trio of American drones on a mission over Syria. Commander of Air Force's Central Command, Lieutenant General Alexis Grankovich, says it's unacceptable.
They have been flying through airspace that they have agreed with us over a period of years not to fly into. They're flying right over top of our garrisons that are in Syria that are there focused on the defeat of ISIS, so something that's very disturbing and has got our attention.
The U.S. Air Force in the Middle East called the incident unsafe and unprofessional. Teenagers can now have their own Uber accounts. The new feature allows for teens to request their own rides or to order food. The special accounts can be supervised by parents through the family profile in the Uber app. A parent with an active profile can send an invite to their teen to create the account, and safety features will automatically be enabled. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Bonnie joining you here tonight. And we're talking about the Free State Project, the migration of liberty-minded people coming here to New Hampshire. There's already been some tremendous victories that we've had here because, hey, as it turns out, if you actually concentrate liberty-minded activists in the same geographic area, you can accomplish things that the other liberty people spread out in the other 49 states could never even dream of coming to close.
They couldn't even conceive of what we're doing here in their own place.
And you'll get an overview of some of these victories, like the gun freedoms that we have, the medical freedoms, political freedom victories, also best practices for moving here to the Free State and finding housing from the folks over at Porcupine Real Estate in their upcoming series of webinars that they're going to be putting on. They have been putting these things on. In fact, you can watch previous episodes of these webinars on their YouTube channel, which is called Porcupine Real Estate. These are the people you want to talk to about finding a place to live here in New Hampshire. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, liberty-loving anarchist, you should be talking with Mark Warden and the crew at Porcupine Real Estate. And these webinars are a perfect excuse where you can sit down, you'll get a presentation, you'll, I'm sure, get to ask questions of people who have been here for some time. They know the community. They know the lay of the land when it comes to real estate. And they can help you.
And sometimes you just want to spend your money with other libertarians, and there you go.
Perfect excuse to get started up here in New Hampshire.
Hampshire, get in touch with them by going to move.freetalklive.com. I know that's our URL, but it'll forward you right over to the Porcupine Real Estate website where you can get signed up for the upcoming webinars there at move.freetalklive.com. They are free to attend, by the way. You just have to get signed up for them. Move.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Sarah. Oh, something may be up with her phone.
Oh, that's my bad. I had her turned down. Okay. Now we have you, Sarah. Go ahead.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
I'm the speakerphone. Okay, am I off?
No, you're on. You're on the air right
now. You sound
great.
Oh,
okay, yeah. I just, anyway, I was listening to the news, and it turns out the human trafficking was the most profitable for the cartels.
Oof.
It was announced on the news.
Yikes.
So I guess they're responsible for bringing in the illegals? What are they involved in, the cartels?
Drugs.
Aren't they mostly involved in that?
Well, they're involved in anything that's illegal, okay? So the reason why a cartel would want to get into a specific business is because they can make an inordinate amount of profit on that. They're not going to be likely selling legal products because there's a ton of open market competition in those areas. But things that are prohibited, such as people crossing borders, guns, and drugs, cartels are likely to get involved in those things. So what you're saying is the reports that you were hearing about said that they make the most profit on smuggling humans.
Well, the human trafficking, is that forced prostitution?
Not always.
That's how I understand.
It could be that. It could be lots of different things. It could just be moving people from one place to another. You know?
Right.
Is that what they're talking about? But the human trafficking is the bringing in the illegals and selling the women that were here. And I heard
it could be that.
Caller.
They don't typically mess with, like, American citizens, so because Sarah said selling women that are here, probably not.
Yeah, I don't know how often the cartels are involved in that. I have not personally heard a lot about it, but that doesn't mean it isn't happening. Certainly, they are involved in the actual trafficking of humans across the border, and it is not uncommon for those people to essentially become victims of the coyotes or the cartels or whoever it is that's bringing them over, because in return for the transport to the United States, they may become essentially indentured servants or slaves in some way. Whether that's sexual or not depends. They could just be working out on a farm or whatever the job happens to be that they're forced into, and they essentially have to work, or they'll be sent back, or possibly killed, or whatever. Maybe they'll hurt their family, that kind of thing. So that I suspect they're saying that that's particularly profitable, because if you have a human slave, then I guess you're profiting from every hour that they're working for you.
I think she misunderstood Sarah's first thing. She didn't say that the thing that cartels make the most money on is human trafficking.
Oh,
she said the people who do human trafficking, cartels do the most of it. Right, Sarah?
Well, the announcement was that they make the most money human trafficking.
That's what I thought.
What I'm understanding is they're prostituting these people that they bring over. That's how I'm understanding it. You know what I mean? So that I kind of believe that is true. You know,
I find it hard to believe that the prostitution was making them more money than just selling coke.
Drugs and guns and stuff.
Yeah, that stuff is easy to move. Prostitution, that seems like it'd be a lot more moving parts and costly. I mean, there's a lot more overhead with prostitution, it seems. I mean, you have to feed a person and make sure they stay alive.
Wouldn't it be called sex trafficking if it was prostitution as opposed to just human trafficking?
I think sex trafficking would fall under the banner, under the umbrella of human trafficking.
Right,
it would.
So human trafficking, that's how they label it. You know what I mean? When they say human trafficking, that's what it means as prostitution.
No, I don't think it always means that.
No, yeah, it means both things, or it means prostitution, like selling some human's body, and it also means just moving someone. Like, there were in San Antonio, like, last year, there was this semi-truck that was found abandoned, and apparently they had paid somebody to drive them up there, But something went wrong, and they locked them all in. They left them all locked in there, and it was in the summer, and they all died in the, like, 37 people in the back of the semi.
Horrible. They couldn't get out. Abandoned
in, San Antonio heat, which is really hot.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. And, yes, according to Wikipedia, human trafficking is the trade of humans for the purpose of forced labor, sexual slavery, or commercial sexual exploitation. So, yeah, could absolutely be just straight up you're working on a farm, you're working, you know, in a factory, you're working, you're doing lawn maintenance or whatever, right? Like, there could be all kinds of forms of human trafficking. So, thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. We go to Dr. Butt calling us from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's see. Dr. Butt is fine, but it's actually Major Butt. I go by my rank.
When did it turn to doctor? Just because I made a joke.
He got an upgrade, I guess. I think it was you, Bonnie, that did that.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I am a butt doctor. Hence, Kadu's comment today about having the world revolve around me. Actually, I do a lot of work with black holes, Dr. Butt, and the whole galaxy revolves around me, Kadu.
Got it. So you're a galactic doctor. Okay. What else?
Yeah. The galactic butt doctor. Working on them black holes.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got the joke the first time.
Well, you may have an IQ of 177, Ian, but some of your listeners only have an IQ of 77, and therefore the repeating is valid.
Fair enough. All right, what else were you calling about?
And notice I haven't even mentioned some of the co-hosts. That's a joke. Don't get mad. I know Matt got it. The rest of you might not have.
the rest of you.
Oh, my God. So rude.
So yeah, well, why so rude? Why should I not be rude? Why, that would be a change from the 15 years I've been calling you. How old were you?
Have you been calling this show for 15 years?
I was born 15 years ago.
No, you aren't. You haven't been calling that long.
Yeah. What year was Adam Kokesh on the radio in Albuquerque?
God, I have no idea.
Because I called several years before Adam Kokesh was on the radio in Albuquerque.
You called our show?
I did. I called once, and it sounded so rinky-dink I didn't call back for a couple years.
Okay.
And then
okay.
I gave you a second shot when Adam was on the air locally and reintroduced me to you.
I think it was like 2009 or 2010.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's 15 years.
So long. I can't say the A word, so I'll say a long butt time.
Indeed.
Anyway, serious stuff. There's a flaw in you guys' thought process that I've been trying to communicate to you for a long time, and the fact that I haven't gotten it through to you, you can blame on me and not on you. So let me try one more time.
Go for it.
You're having a debate with Skeeter, and you have this debate with a lot of different people, but it just came up again. Skeeter was faulting the voters, and I actually agree with Skeeter because it lends to my point here, and that is that the system of government that was set up for you is not actually where the flaw is and not actually where the problem is. And the Skinner guy said the quote about the Constitution that can't prevent the stuff is worthless. However that quote goes, Ian probably has it memorized.
Spooner. Who is Skinner? Is that
I
was about the psychology.
See, I have a 179 IQ.
There you go.
So I know that that's Spooner.
Yeah. Anyway, so the problem is, the actual problem is, there's another quote too that comes into this, that our system, and I forget who this is by, and I'll paraphrase it, that our system is unsuitable for a population that's not moral. There's a quote that surrounds what I just paraphrased, and that is the problem, is that the voters have failed to utilize the quite good system that was set up for them. The voters have failed to enforce that system, and therefore criminals, this part you agree with, therefore criminals have come in, a gang, organized crime, has come in and taken over your government.
But the system was designed for organized crime.
The system was literally designed exactly for that purpose.
I just can't believe that voters are actually voting in.
No, you're not correct.
People say government doesn't work. Government works exactly as it was designed to work, and that is...
Okay, then here's a test. Here's a test. If what you say is true, and you want to secede and set up some other form of government How are you so sure that that government
will not fail? Oh, we don't.
I don't have
any desire to set up a government after I succeed.
Thank you, Dr. Butt, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, those of us who are at least in the liberty movement that want to see secession would prefer to not have a government at the end of that particular activity. We do understand that it's still likely.
Yeah.
The New Hampshire, state of New Hampshire government people will still be there. We will likely not simultaneously abolish them in the process of seceding from the United States. However, at the very least, the New Hampshire government people are local to us. We know where they live. We can go out front of their house and protest if we want to. We can hold them much more accountable than people who are 1,000 miles away in Washington, D.C.
In front of the governor's house before. I also flipped him off on October 13th, the day of Footloose getting arrested for saying amen.
The system is immoral, to come back to what he was saying prior to that. The idea that somehow a moral people could make a system of democracy a moral thing.
Moral people understand that there's no such thing as human authority over another human to tell them what they can and can't do with their bodies.
Right, and we understand that democracy is just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. So it doesn't matter if you put a bunch of moralists in charge of that particular process.
Yeah. Not okay to mention the subjectivity that swirls around the word morality. You know, everybody has a different morality. You know, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, I suspect it's quite different between Skeeter and Dr. Butt and those of us
totally
in the
different.
Studio.
You know, there's 8 billion different definitions for that term. You know, someone was saying, it was Cody Brown. He used to live across the street here, Cody. Mm-hmm. But he's opposed to the non-aggression principle, not because it's a bad principle, but because there's no such thing as morality particles. You can't sprinkle morality on someone, have them suddenly be moral according to you. It's a different thing for every single person out there. So
I think that the non-aggression principle just doesn't actually answer every single moral question, and that's fine. It's just the bare bones. It's like, we can get along. We can live in this society together if you can at least believe this. If I have other little sensibilities that you disagree with that offend your sensibilities, we can still live peacefully and work in a community together. As long as you also don't believe that you can shoot me over not agreeing with my sensibilities.
Yeah, it starts off with an a priori statement like, most people don't want to be attacked by other people. Agree with me there?
Seems pretty true. Mm-hmm.
Most people can agree with that. Everybody basically can agree with that. Everything past that statement is minutia.
Yeah, and I don't like how there are some people that really believe that, like, the things I consider morality beyond the NAP, the non-aggression principle, are what's going to bring liberty or what's not going to bring liberty, because they don't know that, and there have been many people try to convince me, like, in Twitter fights or something, that if everybody isn't their religion, basically, then we're going to not end up having a free country because, the other day was just OnlyFans. Somebody was arguing that if OnlyFans is okay to our society, then there's no way that we can live in a free society because, something about his own morality, and I just don't like that. I don't like that idea. I think it's, if you don't want to live around people that would be okay with having an OnlyFans, you should be free to move away from them. You should be free to not do business with them.
Move to Florida or Texas where they'll pretend like they don't like OnlyFans.
Right.
I don't think this person should move. I think he just needs his mind changed.
Then they'll secretly access it when their spouse or whoever.
But one thing I want to say about David's thing right before we move on is just, I don't want to take away the personal responsibility aspect of what he was saying, that it's like partially the people's fault. I just think that it's so annoying that he points, not annoying, but it's just that I think it's wrong that he points to, like, the voter specifically. Mm-hmm. I think the people are putting up with immorality that the government is perpetuating. Ultimately, it's not like some elites out there controlling you that are making you live unfree. It's your own decisions.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is the system attracts people who are corrupt and people who are corruptible.
It was framed up and invented by people who were corrupt.
Sure.
George Washington was a
terrible,
absolutely garishly bad human being. And as soon as he got into power, running on this history of being against taxation, he immediately put a tax in place on the whiskey distillers. And guess who owned the largest distillery and was one of the only ones that could afford to pay that tax? His distillery.
I did not know that detail.
He was taking out the competition.
Yeah, he's taking out the competition.
I'm shocked.
The other day.
He's a dirtbag. George Washington, our country's daddy, was a scumbag.
I believe it. So back to the story here from the Granite State Matters group, the attack piece against the Free State Project, the latest one. They say, but they're serious about their plans. Free Staters have been moving to the state for two decades, and when presidential candidates start showing up at their fair, they think they're nearing their goal. And then they point out the different people that showed up, like
Never
Robert
thought of
Kennedy.
It as a fair.
Yeah, she's been out of shape because Robert Kennedy is a Democrat.
Yeah, well, she also mentions the Republicans like Vivek Ramaswamy and then another Democrat, Dennis Kucinich, apparently was there. She says that goal, or he, whoever the author, doesn't say, that goal is to make everyone in New Hampshire free, free of rules and free of laws, also free of government-issued currency, public schools, public libraries, zoning regulations, speed limits, drug laws, and environmental regulations. Sounds like she's done her research here. It seems pretty accurate.
As usual, she's advertising magnificently for us. Yes.
This is must be the same person that made this meme that went around a little bit ago. It was Free Staters cutting off branches of a tree, and it said something like New Hampshire public good at the top, and they were cutting off things like environmental funding, public school funding, and you know, they were trying to say that, make that meme as if it was a bad thing, and we were sharing it because it was awesome.
Yeah. I love it when they do this for
cutting us. Down the branches of a bloated government.
It would be up to individuals to come together and reach a consensus on which private company they want to pay to build and maintain their roads, bridges, and sewers. Quote, oppressive democracies would disappear and the free market would resolve all difficulties through laws of supply and demand.
Yeah, we hate sewer workers.
It's a flavor of libertarianism from one step up from anarchy. It's called anarcho-capitalism. The model they hold out for their society is the Wild West. In Lancaster, New Hampshire, at the private campground where Porkfest is held, anarcho-capitalism ruled. Some practitioners prefer the name agorism. Agora is Greek for marketplace. Agorism denies that the government has the right to ban, legislate, or tax any consensual exchange of goods or services. They believe they have the right to smuggle people into the country, own prohibited weapons, employ children, sell drugs, procure sexual services.
Wait, the Democrats are really, that was the end of that beginning statement? Even just that we shouldn't have the right to smuggle people into the country? A Democrat saying that? It's a little shocking.
Yeah, that's
people should
saying.
Be allowed to cross the border.
A lot of Democrats support restrictions on borders. I mean, look at what Biden does. I almost called him O'Biden. look at what Biden does.
Yeah, he's terrible on the border.
Right? Shoppers at Porkfest were offered discounts for using cryptocurrency or gold coins, but the FSP's keen New Hampshire poster child of cryptocurrency was not present. Ian Freeman is currently serving 10 years in prison.
Where did she get that?
For money laundering conspiracy.
Holy cow,
he was present.
Are you like a government robot put here to do the show while the real Ian is in
serving a prison sentence of 10 years for conspiracy to launder money, operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, and tax evasion? But yet here I sit.
It's all public too. That's the thing about like people who. It's one thing if you're just a person on the street and you're misinformed about Ian Freeman's situation. Like I don't blame you at all. But if you're writing a report about a thing, it's all public. It's available to find.
Let me tell you something. I want, you know, we're always trying to get people to move to New Hampshire for their own freedom and to help us here get even more freedom, make this even better than it already is.
Right.
This Granite State Matters, Granite State Progress, whatever they call themselves in the minute, they're always advertising for us like this. They make us, like, this sounds like, when they're complaining, it sounds like something out of a dream for a libertarian that's living in New York State. And I'll tell you what, for those of you who do decide to move to New Hampshire, even if you just come to scout it and check it out and see what it's all about, which I did this week in 2010, when you get here, one of the most fun things you can do You can go to a Democrat meeting where Zandra Hawkins is speaking, and I'm not kidding, because you walk in there and it's wall-to-wall 75-year-old Democrats, mm-hmm. and she's basically an actual commie infiltrator on probably Soros's payroll, on mm-hmm. somebody's payroll for sure. This is her living. And she's talking to them and trying to turn them against, you know, anything freedom-oriented and definitely against free staters. And you sit in that audience and you stand up and you ask her hard questions, dress as a Democrat, wear a flannel shirt and some khakis and look like you pulled in a 20-year-old Volvo and you got an Obama sticker on your car and it's aging, you know. Act as if you're one of them and stand up and ask questions about why you should hate these people or how would an increase in this tax help us? And
I think this person who wrote this is actually not Zandra, but
there's more than one of them, but Zandra's kind of the ringleader.
Yeah, she's the ringleader.
I had to scroll all the way down to the bottom of the story, and the copyright on the claimed copyright is from Jeannie's Journal, and I think Jeannie Deitch is the likely author here. A little bit more. So she says, I'm in prison for 10 years. By the way, for those that are paying attention, you know I haven't yet been sentenced for the victimless crimes that I was found guilty of at a jury.
That you didn't do.
Yeah, so that's a whole other story. Anyway, laws don't matter. Anarcho-capitalist agorism. Agorism is a plank of the official 2023 New Hampshire Libertarian Party platform, which is run by free staters and other anarcho-capitalists. Carla Garrick, another Porkfest speaker, chairs both the Revolutionary Mises Caucus of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party.
That doesn't exist. I don't think that's true.
It doesn't. Yeah,
yeah, there's not a Mises Caucus of New Hampshire.
And Carla's
another
a Republican.
False thing. Yeah, she's registered as a Republican, I think, yeah.
And she is on the Free State Project board. Yet another speaker was Jeremy Kaufman, which she misspelled. He is a free stater who ran for New Hampshire's U.S. Senate seat as a libertarian. He told the Boston Globe, quote, democracy is a soft form of communism that basically assures bad and dangerous people will be in power. My hope would be that you can simply make New Hampshire unattractive enough that if you want there to be a giant welfare state, what are you doing here? And then she's got photographs from Porkfest, which I presume were taken undercover. Tables at Porkfest offered a host of illegal products for sale.
So there was an undercover, like, Democrat there to take pictures?
Yes.
That's funny.
Could be, or maybe she just snatched them off the web. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Agoras claimed the right to make any consensual exchange of any goods or services without tax. And then she's got
how terrible.
A picture of what appears to be bags of mushrooms, some bongs, maybe
you
some marijuana.
You think people are selling mushrooms and paying taxes right now in New Hampshire? No. No one's paying taxes on the mushrooms they're selling, and mushrooms are getting sold.
Right. And by the way, there's plenty of Democrats who I'm sure have taken mushrooms in their time. I'm going to put this one on hold, and maybe we'll continue it tomorrow night, because I know we'll enjoy this article. There's much more. And out of time for tonight. You can join us between now and tomorrow online over at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, Gigi.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.